All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray on a Thursday on The Usual Suspects. If you're just joining us, that means you missed 2 hours of fun and excitement. If you missed those, we always remind you to hit up the ESPN 975 website, ESPN975.com. Check on the show tab, and you can catch up with what you missed in the first 2 hours of the show. And with that, fasten your seatbelts because we've got an hour to go and we've got plenty to get to. As Cody Stutes is filling in for Barry, as Barry is in New Mexico doing a little comedy, Nick, as always, is holding down the fort behind the glass, and I'm here to be a pain in the ass. That's the way we do things here. And of course, if you want to download the app, you can take us anywhere, everywhere. I'm sure Barry's listening in New Mexico right now because he's downloaded the app, and you should too. Again, ESPN975.com. Follow the directions. You can find a way to download the app and take us anywhere and everywhere throughout your day.
You really think Barry's listening?
No.
I don't think so.
I think he does from time to time, but he's not going to listen for more than like 5 minutes.
I think he's napping is what I think. He is a world champion sleeper.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Plus all the video games that he plays.
Did you see the view he has off of his deck? And I take it once he got there?
I did.
A lot of people think that was the back 40 at his farm, and it's not. But he has one hell of a view going on in, if that's a hotel or wherever he's staying in New Mexico. That was pretty pretty good.
Yeah, I saw that pic. Don't think it's his house, but I did see that pic.
You think and it's not the Fuchs either.
It's not.
I don't think anybody gave a Fuchs about that one right there, that cuz there's no way that that's the relative's house. I think that's where he's staying at the casino in New Mexico.
If that's New Mexico, that's a side of New Mexico I've never seen.
He just better make sure he doesn't bring any alcohol in the room so he gets booted out of that little view.
New Mexico is such a weird place. They worship green chilies, and I think green chilies are one of the most disgusting things I've ever tasted in my entire life.
I'm not a fan.
They have like festivals, like a whole month dedicated to green chilies. They put it on everything. It is gross.
I'm not a fan of green chilies.
Not big on the green chilies. Nope. Can't do it.
I'm not a big jalapeno person either, but my wife's side, it's kind of a big deal.
That commercial just kills slaves.
Jalapeno poppers for the guy that suddenly
can
becomes
we get
his
around?
Dad. Yeah, that's the insurance company commercial where the guy you've seen it, Nick, where the guy turns into his dad.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah,
it's pretty good.
But you can do anything. Some people just absolutely love anything related to jalapenos. I'm not big on that either.
I'm not a big jalapenos guy. I just never have been. But like Lisa puts it on pizza, everything. Mm. Yeah, she's got, and the fresh ones, which have a little bit more kick to them.
Oh yeah, that will zing you up real quick.
Well, they'll grill them. This is one bar that I go to. They'll grill them and then they'll wrap it up in bacon, and they sell that for like $3, $4, $5 a pop.
I'm sure that's big. Yeah, because like, that's the mainstay that everybody has to have.
Bacon. I can't do that though. I cannot eat that. Wrapped in bacon, all spicy. No, I just can't do that.
Really?
Nuh-uh.
Okay.
I have a quick question for both of you guys. Mm-hmm. When you do partake in beer, are you a draft guy or a bottle guy?
Bottle, because I'm disgusted. I stopped drinking craft beer because of the disgust that I've seen.
What do you mean? Because of the glasses?
Yeah, I prefer bottle because when I'm in a craft beer mood, I'll...
Draft. Not craft, just draft.
I know, but you can't get a craft beer... And a bottle a lot
of times.
Right,
sure. So you're strictly a bottle guy.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10.
Okay, yeah, the other night at the bar would have said different, but go on.
I, for a lot of reasons, being from the beer capital of the world in Milwaukee, I'm not picky about it, but I think for the clarity and taste, the bottle is always your best bet to get the best mix, so you're not worried about the mix coming off the tap.
Right, right.
And I understand what Nick's saying about the cleanliness besides the fact that you're worried about the glass, but you also know the tap's probably not cleaned as often as it should be.
I'll do it. It just has to be.
And the spigot.
I have to be in the mood for craft beer.
I would probably go bottle.
Okay. Well, I'm a draft beer guy. Like, I think that's just the way to go. That's how I like to drink the beer. They're doing this Japan All-Star Series over in Japan, where they send a bunch of major leaguers over there. They're playing Japanese players.
Yeah, yeah.
Colin McHugh's pitching in it.
Okay.
The Japanese always ahead of us on this stuff. They have vendors who have a keg on their back, little mini keg on their back, and the little
spigot,
and get you a draft beer right there at your seat.
Poor vendors is the first thing I'm thinking, because I'm not thinking a lot of these dudes are like big, and they're toting a keg on their back.
Well, if it's like a mini keg, I'm really curious to see how heavy.
Here's the video. This little Japanese girl with a keg on her back got her little filling your draft beer up right there at your seat.
Does the picture look like she's struggling to hold the keg?
You're right. It's like a backpack sized, so it's fine.
Now I don't know how often she has to go.
I was
going to
say, how many times is she refilling?
That's just
that you like that.
I like draft beer, man.
Okay, why?
I don't know.
You can't just say it and not have a response.
I like drinking.
You get to try different new beers. Probably because you like to try different beer, right?
I try a different beer, but just like even if I'm getting just your regular old stock beer, you know, I prefer draft. I like drinking. If I drink a soda or I'm drinking tea or I'm drinking water, I like drinking it out of a cup more than out of a bottle.
Absolutely not, from the standpoint, unless it's at McDonald's, who has the best. And I used to be a Coke connoisseur. My whole life, we grew up on Coke. I could tell you the difference 9 times out of 9 with Coke and Pepsi.
My sister's like that too.
But I can tell you right now that the fountains never got the mix right. It was always too watery or too carbonated water, but not the taste and the syrup and everything like that. Best bet was always right out of a bottle or a can if you wanted a real Coca-Cola, except for McDonald's, because they're like scientists when it comes down to getting the mix right. But other than that, I just couldn't do it.
To your point, I mean, I'll fire up a 2-liter and get that 2-liter and, you know, pour it up. That's how I like to drink my beverages now, my soda now.
Your soda?
My Cokes now. I'm a Cherry Coke Zero guy. Hard to find in
this
stuff.
Great stuff.
Cherry Coke Zero and the 2-liter, really hard to find.
Probably because it tastes like crap.
No, it doesn't. No.
Probably because it tastes like crap.
Whoa, here I was thinking we were going to be friends when this is all said and done. And you want to say
there's a
like
reason,
that.
Sir, that it's hard to find because nobody is buying.
You're a damn lie. Because here's the thing: you know I don't drink soda anymore, except for on our cheat meal on the weekend, and I got to have the Cherry Coke Zero because it tastes good for diet soda.
How easy is it to find Cherry Coke, let alone Cherry Coke Zero?
Well, he's got
to
have it in a 2-liter. If you're not as uncivilized as him and you just want it in the bottle or the can or the mini can, you can get it at any grocery store.
Yeah.
But if you want to find the 2-liter, well, good luck driving to freaking Alvin or something like that and hoping that the Quick Mart has it.
You know what my absolute favorite diet drink is? Is Pib Extra Zero.
Oh, God, stop it.
Now I love Pib Extra.
Pib Extra. What's the extra in Mr. Pib?
They kind of dropped the whole just Mr. Pib a while ago.
I have no idea why they dropped Mr. Pib. Mr. Pib was a great name, and they changed it to Pib Extra, and it was like...
Who was Mr. Pib?
Who was Dr. Pepper?
A doctor.
Not actually a doctor. There's no period after it.
I don't know.
Random useless fact.
Then he's pregnant. Because he dropped the period. I'm just saying. I don't know. I mean, I these are questions we need answered. Who the hell was Mr. Pib, and why isn't he a Mr. anymore? Although that could get dicey.
And who the hell drinks Cherry Coke Zero?
Oh, Mr. Pib was the first forward-thinking soda.
Well, and then Dr. Pepper. I don't know. Was there a Dr. Pepper? What the hell was that, too?
Have you ever had a Dr. Thunder?
I have.
What?
I'll drink it.
What the hell is it?
Oh, it's like
the knockoff version.
The knockoff versions?
Oh.
Yeah.
See, because, I mean...
You'll go to grocery stores, and they'll charge you 25 cents a can for it at the vending machine right outside their grocery... I don't know if that's the Randall's brand or the Kroger brand.
I seem to remember that's Kroger, maybe.
Maybe Kroger. I don't remember.
I'm going to have you try a freaking Cherry Coke Zero. It's damn good.
No. Negative.
Damn good.
Negative.
We'll make it on a draft so that you won't know the difference.
I'm not big on the Cherry
Coke. Johnny 2-liter over here looking for the uncivilized way. And I'm sure how much of the 2-liter goes in a sitting.
Oh, I get the big giant Arctic cup
and
just load it up.
Are you finishing a 2-liter in one sitting?
No.
But how close are you?
2 sittings. I'm going a liter at a time.
So you're going a liter at a time. I mean, your bathroom breaks have to be.
Let me say this. When I am living an unhealthy lifestyle, it is an unhealthy lifestyle. When I'm on my P's and Q's taking care of myself, I'm doing good. But when I'm off the rails, I'm off the rails.
Well, when do you become Alphabet Jones again and getting on those P's and Q's? When is that? When
but are you, what are you doing? Are you just eliminating
about
Coke?
5 more pounds.
Okay. I'm just asking because I know back in the days you were pretty damn svelte based on the fact that you had a support system that I heard you talking about. But boy, it was getting you some results.
Yes, it was.
That's not doing... You're just... Okay.
Not doing that anymore.
You holding off for the holidays or the 5 pounds?
It's potluck here next week, so maybe...
Oh, that's
maybe
right. We got our office Thanksgiving, so he's going to pot that. Or maybe it all evens out at the right time. You never know. All right. Hey, how about this? You guys want to win a little something before we go to break? How about the fact that right now I've got a pair of tickets to see Billy Gibbons, who is best known as the frontman and guitarist for ZZ Top, coming up tomorrow night at the Revention Music Center. It is the Big Bad Blues Tour. Tickets are on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. But for you, the usual suspects, we're going to give you a chance to win two right now. We'll take caller 17, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. Caller 17, you win two tickets to see Billy Gibbons tomorrow night. Good luck.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the big show. Final hour of the extravaganza we call The Usual Suspects on a Thursday. Tomorrow we'll be coming to you live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, in B-Town, where Nick is running for mayor. Nick, we've had several text messages that said you should actually consider running for mayor. It's actually like free money for you.
I'll consider going and joining you guys, but no, I won't consider running for mayor.
Well, nope. Who's going to produce the show tomorrow if you come join us?
I know. I have to be here. But I might go early and get some free food, right? Y'all eat. Free?
How the hell are you sometimes gonna go early? You're
gonna drive. I'm not gonna go early. I'm kidding.
90 minute drive that's to get some a, food.
Yeah. That's such a radio
damn,
thing
must
to do.
Be hard at the Sciarra household.
No. They don't if it make, was down the street, yeah.
They don't make green smoothies over there, man.
Damn it.
But they have. They do have Saran wrap. So if you do want to take something with you, they can. They got that.
I mean, it's
you.
A creative idea. I know you're giving me a lot of grief about it, but
you
it's
know,
a creative
I
idea.
I just flip you grief kiddingly, and by the way, not nearly as much as Barry does. But at the same time, I thought it was creative that you found, because you put the straw right in the middle of it, that it actually becomes an effective lid.
It is. It's a very effective lid.
How often have you spilled something
Never.
Mercilessly
Not once.
Doing that?
Not once.
You know that you can go to Burlington Coat Factory and get a container that will keep your stuff cold while you're driving.
Who's
it has a lid.
Who's going to Burlington Coat Factory to buy a drink holder?
Dude, those things are on discount there.
I would have never thought.
You go to the dollar store, you go to Five Below, which I discovered recently with my wife.
Oh, isn't Five Below fantastic?
Ooh, baby, they got some deals. Ooh. But there is no way I'm going to the Burlington Coat Factory
right
to find a cup.
Right there when you're checking out. It's where I buy my $10 cleats to go do athletic stuff in.
Dude, you're like my wife. I've said this time and time again. My wife is that one sucker that everybody believes is going to buy something that they see dangling from the middle of the aisle at the grocery store or in the right at the register. I can't tell you, and she'll even start laughing now because we'll be halfway down the aisle in the cereal aisle, and it'll have this new profound way to save freshness in your cereal. And she'll "Ooh, babe, should we?" And I go, this is you are the target demographic for bad, let's get rid of it marketing stuff that someone's going to buy.
Yeah.
The stupidest crap on the planet. She's like, oh, we need this. No, we really don't.
As seen on TV.
That too.
That's her jam, huh?
Yep. Yeah, that is her jam. And she is jamming out.
I bought the knives off TV a long time ago. They're still really good knives.
The Ginsu's?
No, they were the... Miracle Blade, Chef Tony, and they'd throw a pineapple at him, he'd cut it in half.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, they're still really good. They're
really?
The best bread cutting knife known to man.
Okay.
You barely put any pressure on the bread, you don't smush the bread. You ever go to Saltgrass with Raheel?
Why are you cutting your own bread? And you're definitely not bringing your own knife to Saltgrass.
No, I'm saying.
What the hell are you doing?
If you ever watch Raheel cut bread at Saltgrass, it's like an affront against humanity. He just like smashes the bread down and like cuts it. It's terrible.
First of all, why are you cutting your own bread anyway? The loaves that we buy are pre-cut.
You don't make homemade bread? Joel, no. You're missing out.
Or more like you're getting enough because those are a lot of carbs right there. That's why we're not doing the whole freaking making your own bread. I'm trying to avoid carbs. You're making your own damn bread, Mrs. Carls, or whoever you are. Talk about the Wonder Years. What are you doing?
There was a bread factory in Lubbock. It was a Mrs. Baird's factory, like an outlet. They would sell you, I kid you not, like 3 loaves of white Texas toast for like a dollar.
Oh, yeah. We used to have those, too. The secondhands or the, yeah, I know.
And you drive by and it is just.
They had one on Washington Avenue. On Mrs. Carl's, whatever you call it. Thrift store.
If fresh bread was a cologne, I'd wear it.
713 ending in 95-117. So effing boring. Well, then change the channel. You got your choices and then you don't have to worry about what kind of bread you make and eat and cut. Thanks. Have a nice day. Did you see, by the way, Nick, what's going on here? So the All-Stars, now the selection committee, they've finally found a happy medium between the Players Association, who thought that players would get their feelings hurt, and the NBA stars that wanted to broadcast now the draft for the NBA All-Star game. And LeBron came out and said, look, as long as you're one of the top 24 to 30 players in the league, whether you're drafted first or last when they pick the teams, you shouldn't be upset. That's BS. There's going to be some guys that have their feelings hurt, and they're going to, like Westbrook last year when they pulled the fast one and said he wasn't drafted until the last pick, and he got his panties in a wad, and then they finally had to tell him they were joking.
Oh, those dudes. We all know Kevin Love was the last one last year, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I think that's probably
they take
correct.
It personal. They see what people are saying about them. Just like football players when they get mad about their Madden rating, man. Like,
true.
It happens.
Good point.
So they're paying attention. They get upset.
Just like broadcasters who see on the rundown that someone said that if we did an office version of this and drafted basketball teams, that I'd be drafted last.
That's Cody and his irresponsible.
Oh, you liar.
He's a terrible human being. He's always instigating stuff on the rundown. I would
you
never do something like
that.
You
are a liar, sir.
Who put that link on the rundown?
Joel put the link
on
there.
I put the link on.
I asked the question.
And put that comment under the question as
no.
well.
No. What do I do when I put an editorial comment on the rundown?
I put Cody says.
Yeah. Yeah. I put dash Cody.
Cody feels.
Who would be the last person to be drafted? It wouldn't be Joel. Joel can ball. We've played with Joel before.
It would be Trey.
Who?
Trey.
Well, does Trey count?
Oh, so you're doing just talent?
Like host and producer? Like
just
on-air
employees.
Host.
On-air
host.
Like,
on-air host.
Like employees, because Trey's an intern. So just like employees.
Let's just keep it small and stick to ESPN.
Palillo's athletic. I'm going to let you know that.
I told you
that with his softball skills, but Palillo's athletic.
I don't doubt that, but I'm going on a size thing here.
Of course you are.
From 7 to 7, you got Granato, Raheel, Lance Zierlein, you got Dell. You've got Patrick Creighton. You've got Joel. You've got
there
Barry.
You go. You just answered your own question.
Yeah, Patrick Creighton would probably be drafted last, you think?
Yeah, white chocolate is definitely not going to be
you don't think
associated with Patrick Creighton unless it's a dessert.
Like it'd be like a long cane poly?
Yeah, it's just not. Yeah, rain dance. That yeah, I'd say PC. I'm saying PC.
That's a pretty good bet there.
I think you got some good sleeper battles in the background. I think Jong against like a Jose. I think that would be good. I think those guys are athletic enough that would be a matchup. Who are you taking? All right, each one of you. Who are you taking? Who would be last?
I'd probably agree with you in terms of on-air host. Patrick Creighton would probably be drafted last.
Mm-hmm.
You and Barry would probably be up there. I don't know how Granato and... Oh, Raheel. Actually, Raheel. He'd be one of the first people I draft, honestly, for basketball.
Yeah. I can
honestly
see that.
You, Raheel, and Barry, probably.
Barry? As Barry? A top draft pick?
Compared to Granato, Fred Fowler, AJ?
Oh, no. I think Fred can hold his own a little bit.
I like how you're just
Fred
ignoring...
Fred still plays hoops.
Lance Zierlein.
I haven't seen him play ball.
Lance has played pickup ball for a long time.
I can't speak on Lance. I've never seen him play ball.
Okay. I'm drafting against you then. We're going to draft a team. That'll
Joel's
be fun.
Joel's team's going to kick your team's ass.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Raheel can't stay... He can't take shoulder that whole load. That would have been a load. And by the way, okay, so this is where we're leading to this, aside from the ass clown on text message. The city uniforms are out. We talked about yesterday the Miami Heat going with the Miami Vice with the pink and the turquoise blue and the black, and they have a court to match. Everybody's going with something that really is associated with their city. Milwaukee did the old Mecca floor. Remember the colorful floor they used to play on? Their uniforms are kind of like a one-off of the floor. People are raving about that. Guess what the Rockets did for the second year in a row?
Well, Joel, they are, of course.
They did the Chinese characters again.
The Shanghai Rockets.
And then, by the way, who is on the roster right now besides Joe Chi, who really isn't on the roster? Is there a Yao? Is there a Jeremy Lin? Why are they still... If this is the city uniforms, and I just told you about two teams that are really hitting a home run with making the tie-in the way it's supposed to be to their city, where is the tie-in between the Rockets anymore and the Chinese lettering and the look? And do they think that they're going to get like six sponsors out of this deal? Because based on Rocket with an I, I'm sure that the jersey sponsorship was knocking it out of the park in Asia too. Talk to me, people. They made some freaky little hidden design of clouds to make it more...
They look like farts. They look like cartoon farts on the jersey.
Do they really?
That's what I think they
I
look
like.
I
didn't see the picture.
You know why they did that? Because Nick goes to every game and they appreciate it. So the fart Sharara look has got clouds
not
on the uni.
Spreading rumors, sir.
I do not understand.
You guys, I tagged the picture. You both have seen it. Kelly Eco on his Twitter account put it out there. Your thoughts on the jersey then, because you've heard mine.
Auspicious clouds is the name of it.
What bothers me is the fact that, like, people are, like, kind of clamoring for the Clutch City Rockets jersey, like the old
which
red and white.
Which they should.
So if you don't have that and you're throwing this in the mix, I think that's what upsets people. If you go back to those jerseys and then throw in one of these jerseys once or twice a season, I don't think people would be terribly upset.
Give me the pajamas with the cartoon on it over this.
Over this, yes.
Over this?
Over this, yes.
Give me the pajamas this.
I'll take this over the pajama.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Hell no.
You want farts on your shirt?
I'd rather have that than pajama jerseys.
Of course
jerseys.
He does.
Those stripes look so ugly.
Okay, so let me take it a step back further, right? Because the guy that had the biggest problem with ever bringing back the ketchup and mustard with the old logo, the basketball with the red kind of swirl around it that just had the Houston Rockets, was Les, simply because he didn't own the team back then. And so, and then when they got out of it, he didn't want to go back to it. And he was the one that was big on the pajamas because it was him and his people and the NBA people that came with that logo. If you brought back the championship team uniform with that logo,
dude,
people would go nuts. Your merchandise sales would be through the roof. You know how big throwbacks are anyway.
Oh, my goodness. And if you did a T-shirt giveaway?
You want to do it really cool? You want to modernize it? Because everybody's saying, well, that's not the city collection. That would be just the throwbacks, the hardwood classics, which they do as well. How about a black jersey with red and yellow trim where you implement the old logo from the championships? Boom.
Take
I just
my
made
money.
You millions, Tad Brown.
Take my money, Joel Blank.
That would be a huge, huge hit. But
no,
instead, go with the fart clouds and the Chinese letters on the... Come on!
Gotta have the fart clouds.
Your Rockets are ready for... lift off! Come on, people. What are we doing here? Give me your thoughts, if you will. The city collection. The Asian letters. I just don't get it.
Beijing
am I
Rockets.
What am I missing? What am I missing here? Tell me, Mick. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I have no clue. I don't understand why they don't just go back to some of the classic jerseys. I'm all for that. But
yeah. And if you really want to go back, the original Rockets jerseys were green and yellow and white. When they were the San Diego Rockets,
I was about to say, was that when they were in Cali? Yeah.
So if you want to go back, you could even change the colors and do that. But I think I'm onto something here. I think the black uniform with the gold and the ketchup and mustard trim and that old logo. Can you imagine the black shorts with that old logo on, like they used to have on the side of the shorts? Just booming right there. I should get it. Forget it. I'm not working there. All right. Hey, we got a half hour to go on the show and plenty more to get to. If you want to join the fray, we'd appreciate having you along for the ride. 713-780-3776. You can text us. You can call us. You can tweet us. It's the usual suspects back with more. No diggity. I
got to bag it up. ESPN. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, text messages coming in that they think that Dell should not have been left it undrafted. We didn't do a draft. Dell's athletic. I mean, I think Dell's athletic enough. Dell wants to do a soccer challenge where he's the goalie and Raheel and John have to try and score on him. I'm not shortchanging Dell. I just said if you want to give the last pick in the draft, I think Patrick Creighton would agree with me that he would be the last guy.
You think?
I do. Because he was texting us when you weren't responding big time on us last night on some things. And the one thing I said, I was trying to give him credit, and he goes, and he always is self-deprecating, and he was talking about a guy in a baseball hat and a Star Wars shirt and this and that and the other thing. That bottom line is, come on, man. Pat's not going to take it too seriously. Why are you laughing?
You're right.
I didn't say anything bad.
I got the image of Creighton being like a globetrotter. You know, like wear one of those blue globetrotter uniforms, like spinning the ball around, like.
Yeah, I know the one where they do the globetrotters used to do the one where they do the belly bump off with the ball. Yeah, I think I'd give Pat credit for that one. Someone else on text message: Houston has a good side Chinese population. They market to, really, you want to think that Chinese population in Houston is bigger than the Hispanic market, the urban market. Come on, man. It's about the city overall and not just tailoring it to one demographic.
Marketing to the Chinese population has done wonders in filling the seats.
Yeah, okay. Now, I will say this. Having lived through both the Jeremy Lin experience and Yao Ming, now they had the fan clubs for both of them. And they bought tickets and they were passionate. And Daryl worried about a morning, noon, and night being offended by anything. But overall, I get that. But those days are in the past. We're way beyond that. I mean, if that was the case, then wouldn't you have a large Asian sponsor on your jerseys? It would have been a no-brainer if they were still where they were, because they were on top of the charts. You talk about 60, 70 million viewers for every time that they were on CCTV over in China. But those days are gone.
They got over there, and then they essentially made those people NBA fans.
Yes.
Not just
and then they
fans.
Started liking the league, and then and then once they had all their Rockets gear, there's a reason why the Kobe jerseys and all the other jerseys started skyrocketing. They already had all their Yao stuff, but now they were expanding their horizons and liking other guys in the league. No doubt about it.
Started as Rockets fans, now they're NBA fans.
Quickly, what's Rocket?
I have no idea.
Thank you. That's the sponsor on the jersey.
I don't know what any of these sponsors are. There's a lot of sponsors around the league that I have no idea what
Harley Davidson. It's a motorcycle company.
I do know that.
In case you don't know that. That's in Milwaukee. Yeah, just throwing it out there. Taylor wants to get in here on Jersey Talk. Taylor, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. How's it going?
Pretty good, man. I agree with y'all. I feel like they might be funneling themselves by just tapping on the Chinese population. We have a huge just overall Asian population in Houston, and I feel like they're just funneling themselves down. But I'm with you. I think we need new jerseys, new logos all around. I'm actually a fan of the what would you call it? The nightgown.
Oh, the pajamas? The pinstripes?
Pajamas. Yeah, I'm actually a fan of that uniform. I didn't like the stripe, but I like the pre-stripe. I think the logo we have now is the most boring logo we've had. It's just an R. I mean, I don't really get the hype around it.
So Taylor, here's the deal. I'll give you a little insight, okay? So they had a Broadway costume designer design that logo and that new look that the Rockets had. Coincidentally, when they added a said 7-foot-plus Asian center, you also don't need a Broadway costume designer, whether she's won Tony Awards or not, to design the uniform when you compare it to the Chinese national team uniforms in about the same time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Taylor, to your point, since he's no longer the center, since they don't have to tailor make everything for... See what I did there? Tailor make everything that they're doing uniform-wise for it. I would be all for a uniform change and logo change, but if they were going to do that, I would be all for going back to the logo where you won the championships, where everybody is synonymous with Houston basketball is the ketchup and mustard. I would go back to that color scheme for sure.
And get the Golden Arches as your sponsor.
No, you could. But still, I mean, and that's the other thing. Because people don't call it yellow and red or red and gold. They call it ketchup and mustard. That's the funny thing about what they... So you're right. You could tie in a burger sponsor real easy, but I would go back to those uniforms because you want to be in your heyday. You won championships, and when you were in the finals and didn't win the championship, you were always wearing those uniforms. Milwaukee did it, went back to the MB logo. The Celtics haven't changed. Oh, by the way.
Throw it back. Throw it back.
The Lakers have the same logo. They've jazzed it up with LeBron there with the and again, they got a lot of backlash on that. Those black panels on the side of those purple jerseys is not going over well. But there are ways to do this, but aren't we done with what we have now? And the city look is just garbage.
I'm okay with changing the look. I see why they're not going to steer away from the Chinese logos and the Chinese letters. I get that part.
Why?
Because the market is still there. There is still people watching.
They're watching, but they're watching other teams.
You want to keep?
They're watching the Rockets. Howard Chen shows me on his phone all the time, bro. I'm telling you, there's still a market there. Otherwise, why would the Asian sponsors spend all that money for a logo on your jersey?
Is it fair, Nick, to say that because they're interested that no one else is, so we're going to make our jerseys for the city collection with Asian letters or Asian insignias?
Maybe, but there's still a market there. There's still an Asian market looking forward to Rockets guys.
Hey, if you want toots on the jersey. You can have the puffy air.
Well, that's
clouds.
Probably what I'm guilty of. I like toots on my jersey, but no, I'm just saying. Like, I can see that the audience has gone down big time in terms of the Chinese market, but they're still there. They're still definitely
they're basketball
there.
Fans, that's what we're saying. We've developed basketball fans overseas for sure, but when you're talking about a city collection, shouldn't the city be about the city you're playing in?
Sure, but if there's a money stream, like a revenue stream that you can take advantage of, there's not one NBA team in the NBA that would not take advantage of it. Not one.
What other team in the NBA has got Chinese letters?
What other
jersey?
Team has a market for a Chinese audience?
Anywhere LeBron plays.
Yeah, well, that's another team, but the Rockets have a market for the Chinese market as well. They have people watching their games. I mean, it's just fast.
I know they're watching and they're basketball fans, but like I said, there's just no connection there for me to the city. So, all right, we got one segment to go in the big show, and then we're going to turn over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock. They'll be simulcasting just like we are. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the show is The Usual Suspects. Cody Stutes in for Barry Laminack. We appreciate him. Nick behind the glass, as always, as we're hopefully kicking some ass and taking some names and having some fun on a Thursday on The Usual Suspects. We'll be at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont tomorrow. So if you want to join us, stop on by Calder Avenue. 2325, I believe, Calder Avenue. But it's easy to find. Luke's Ice House. Cody's going to be joining us and finishing out the week strong, which we appreciate. Nick will be keeping us on the air, at least we hope, because sometimes, you know, those things happen. By the way, a reminder, if you want to see the Blitz live and in person today, they are in Spring at Bombshells. So stop by Bombshells in Spring on your way home. Nice little happy hour, I'm sure. And check out Fred and AJ. John will be here in studio. And as we're doing things, we do like to give away things to make sure you guys are appreciated as Usual Suspects. Therefore, we still have two tickets left for today to see Billy Gibbons, the lead guitarist and lead vocals from ZZ Top. Going to be live and in concert tomorrow night at the Revention Music Center. You can win tickets right now, or you can get them at all Ticketmaster outlets. But we'll take caller number 15 right now at 713-780-3776. Caller 15 to 713-780-ESPN. You get two tickets to see Billy Gibbons tomorrow night, downtown Houston. Good luck, and it's probably going to be a good show.
Oh, dude can jam.
Yeah, especially when he's under pressure.
Did you hear, there you go again.
Yeah, I'm trying
did you hear Charlie telling the story about how they were like buds?
Charlie Polillo and Billy Gibbons?
Yes.
He said, what is this, the Odd Couple?
He said that him and Gibbons crossed paths a couple times.
Okay.
To the point where Gibbons gave him, like, his official, like, honest to God, real business card, like, personal name and number on it and everything. And Charlie kept it around, and he thought it was, like, the coolest business card ever, but he never called Billy Gibbons.
Well, that's on him, then.
Like, God, dude gives you, like, his business card with his personal line on it, and you don't ever hit him up?
Come yeah, on. That's you got to do that.
Yeah. At least for, like, you know, just a beer or, like, something.
For sure, right?
Yeah.
Nick, you would, too. If someone that was of celebrity status gave you their personal business card and said, give me a call sometime.
I would totally call him. Absolutely.
For sure, right?
No question.
So if Billy Gibbons gives Charlie Polillo a business card and says, call me. I'm sure that was probably about tennis. And Charlie doesn't call?
Said he never called him.
Is that highfalutin and big timing or what is that? What would we call it?
Ooh, just... you putting big timing on Charlie?
Oh, yeah.
Charlie big timed.
Yeah.
I wonder if we ever asked Billy Gibbons how he was doing.
I mean, I would have called him. Hell yeah.
I don't remember the exact reason they met up.
If Happy Gilmore wants to hoop, I'm there.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Why not? If nothing else, you can tell your kids someday, hey.
It's one thing to, like, meet them, hang out with them. They don't give you that. And then you, like, hit up the publicist, like, hey, I hung out with, like, that's weird, too far. But for him to go out of the way, give you the card, got the personal line on it, and say, hey, call me sometime.
Yeah, I...
And then to never utilize that?
I don't get it, man.
And the number's probably changed by now. Not the same number anymore. Well,
I don't know.
Can't circle back around.
I don't know. For the longest time, they lived on one of the golf courses out towards Sugar Land, and basically just never moved.
Huh.
So, I mean, ZZ Top, when they laid their roots down in Houston, they did it right, and they stayed loyal to it. So, that's very cool. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would have called.
I would have, too.
You're a radio guy. Why do you go dead silent on me?
It was one second.
People can't see head nods.
It was 1 second.
They can't see them. Even on the live stream, it's hard sometimes to catch up.
I will do better.
Yeah, please.
I will do better.
Let's do this. So we got you looking forward to the drive tomorrow?
I love road trips.
Okay.
I love road trips. You get your
2 liter bottle. You get your big gulp cup. You get a little saran wrap for the top and a straw.
Right.
And you just really enjoy that scenery all the way to Beaumont.
You have put so many things on the table here. No, I can't take 2 liter in the car. It's too messy. If there is a 7-Eleven on the way, I will stop and get a double gulp, though.
Double gulp from the fountain?
From the fountain.
Okay. What's your flavor of choice?
Bro, typically don't have...
They don't have Cherry Coke Zero. Nick, I can assure you of that one.
So typically I get a little Coke Zero and then finish it with some Dr. Pepper on top.
Oh, you're a cheater.
Yeah.
Okay, you're a double dipper.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And then if there's a place that is like... if there's a Buc-ee's on the way...
You get yourself some beaver nuts?
No. I get the yogurt-covered pretzels.
What is going on?
They got blueberry yogurt-covered pretzels.
I feel like I don't even know you.
Dude, I love a good road trip.
Did you see that coming, Nick? Yogurt-covered pretzels as your snack of choice on a road trip?
Would have never guessed.
Blueberry, not just the regular yogurt-covered. Blueberry yogurt.
What were you thinking? If you saw Cody right now and you were thinking drink of choice, snack of choice, chips-wise, for a road trip, what are you thinking?
Honestly, the first thought in my head, I thought about Sean Salisbury, honestly, because he was the one, he's always talking about weird cravings that he has, and one of which was the brown sugar and sour cream mix that he likes, which I think is absolutely disgusting.
Chips?
Just brown sugar and sour cream, and that's it.
And he just consumes it.
I'm telling you, he just consumes it with a spoon?
With his fingers?
Yeah, he's mentioned this on the air.
Ugh.
Yeah, and he tried to encourage everybody to try it, and he was adamant about it.
Like, I look at you, Nick, and I say, Doritos?
Oh,
yes.
Yep.
And...
Bread and Doritos is a weird combination that I like.
It's a very weird combination. You said that before. Yeah. I'm going to go Doritos I'm going to go Mountain Dew.
I'm going to go Pib Extra on you.
Pib Extra. Okay. Yeah. All right, and for Cody, I was going to say pork rinds and Dr. Pepper.
I eat way too many pork rinds when I'm trying to be good.
How are they good?
They're low carb.
Oh, my God. They're like 10 times the fat. Pork rinds, and they have no taste. My old man used to eat them, and I'm like, my dad was like,
get the flavor
try ones. These once. Oh, my, I almost threw up in the back of my mouth, and the, it, oh.
They do catch in your throat, though, so you got to be careful when you eat those.
I bet you had that problem often. I'm just saying right now, there's no way in hell if I'm picking up a snack on a road trip, it's going to be pork rinds.
I like Funyuns.
I bet you do.
Love me some Funyuns.
Oh, Funyuns?
Pork rinds, no. Funyuns, fantastic. Amazing.
I'll tell you this. The Cool Ranch Doritos.
Oh, yep.
Way up there.
Mm-hmm.
That's an all-world chip. Ruffles sour cream and cheddar.
Yep.
Maybe my all-time favorite.
Yep.
Yeah, there's some good chips out there. But again, with those things to choose from, how the hell are you taking pork rinds?
Oh, no, I don't. That's a bad deal. If you do pork rinds on a road trip, no.
It's like doing baked tortilla chips.
You've done a terrible job with your planning if you did pork rinds on the road trip.
Okay, and the soda, you're just...
Whatever, man. Sometimes I'll get the bottles of the Cherry Coke Zero and then just get a cup of ice and then pour it in.
And you dribble it all over your seats and you hit a bump and then you don't have Saran Wrap and you're screwed.
No,
right?
I will put a top on it sometimes.
Okay. I'm just checking.
But yeah, I'm pumped to go out to what do they call it?
B-Town.
B-Town?
We had this discussion with the residents of B-Town, and they said it's B-Town.
B-Town.
Yeah, there's a couple other ones, but they're not as catchy, and I don't think they're as accurate. So we just go with B-Town.
They are the initial part of the
Golden Triangle.
The triangle, right?
Sounds like something on Pornhub, but it's actually just a geographic location near Houston and the Louisiana border.
Please don't get me started.
Seriously, if you went to another, city, and you said, "Hey, you been to the Golden Triangle?" They're like, "No, I'm not into that." I mean, that just it doesn't sound clean in terms of it sounds like it could be part of a Pornhub category. And then you've been there and you realize it's a good place. They love us there. Nick for a while had some hate going and he rectified it.
Already
he's got all good.
Nick's, you're going to find out tomorrow. Nick's got a fan club in Beaumont.
Oh yeah?
Yep. Without question.
You see if you should gimmick your way into getting out there.
I totally agree with that. I think that you should, Nick. You should be there. And not just for the food.
No telling what you could get into in the Golden Triangle.
I'm not touching that one, Nick. I'm just telling you I think you should be.
Neither am I.
All right. Hey, for that, we're going to wrap it up, put a bow on it, turn it over to the Blitz. You guys have been great, as always, and your participation is appreciated. We are going to hand it off to Fred and AJ, who are at Bombshells in Spring. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow from Beaumont, Luke's Ice House. Stop by if you're in the area. We appreciate you, everybody. Have a great night.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.